News Report 3. Around the world, the coronavirus pandemic has made it difficult for companies to produce and for people to buy goods. As a result, the price of things like meat, cars, and fuel has risen. Something else is set to get more costly too: American colleges and universities. The University of Virginia has already said it will raise its price for the next school year by almost 5%. Another school in Virginia, Virginia Tech, already raised prices for meals by 9% to help pay the people who work at campus eating places. The price increases are a change compared to the last 2 years. The College Board reports that costs have not risen very much during the pandemic. But in the 10 years before that, college prices spiked or rose sharply. During that time, the cost to attend public colleges rose 28%. The cost for private colleges went up 19%. The coming rise in prices is more noticeable because many universities felt pressure to keep prices down during and just before the pandemic. Robert Kelchin studies education policy and leadership at the University of Tennessee. He said universities might need to delay repairing school buildings, reduce some services, and increase class sizes to deal with their own rising expenses. Increasing tuition prices will not be enough. They have to look at other ways to cut costs, he said. Cutting services will be difficult, another researcher said, because current students need more than before from their universities. Some students, for example, want mental health services. One study by the University of California, Berkeley, and the University of Minnesota found that 2 times as many students are depressed compared to the number before the pandemic started. About 1.5 times more students are dealing with anxiety compared to before the pandemic. And it is not just students who want more. Professors want to be paid better. So do graduate students who teach part-time. Some universities stopped putting money into workers' retirement accounts at the start of the pandemic, but they have started to do so again. Questions. 7. What is the news report mainly about? 8. What was the percentage of rise in the cost to attend public colleges a decade ago? 9. What has been mentioned by Robert Kelchin as a way to cut college costs? 10. What has been found about mental health on campus?